You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville.
Mm-hmm.
Three-man shows this week with Jason in Italy. Fantastic trip to Italy, and all he did was complain about it.
A lot of bitching and moaning.
Has anybody gotten any texts from him or anything like that?
Text? He didn't really text when he's in the United States.
Probably just arriving now because he was leaving on Sunday.
No, he emailed last night. I think he was on the plane because he took a picture. He emailed it to me. It was
a picture of the plane?
Yeah.
Was it silly? It's a big-ass double-decker.
Yeah, he was impressed by how gigantic the plane was.
I think I would be.
And was he able to watch the goth? Being a big golf nerd.
I'm guessing if he was able to send an email, then he was able to figure out how to watch golf.
Right. I saw Valdez giving him a tutorial on Friday.
I gave him one of my iPads.
Like, some rogue site?
No. You should be able to watch live TV on most planes nowadays. So I gave him my iPad since he only had one. One of my silly iPads, like I use for work, not for the...
Right.
Yeah, recreational iPad. Yeah, we
just did a hand signal for the camera.
I saw him explaining
what you're doing. What are you doing?
Sorry. So I gave him that. And then on Sunday or Saturday, he texted me asking me if he could download movies on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You told him fine.
Cause I told him I didn't care.
Yeah, what do you
care? I told him, number one, I don't know how much storage I have. And number two, I don't even know if my card's linked to it.
Right.
So if you can figure it out, go for it.
I mean, that iPad looked a little bit like a hoopty.
It's an iPad mini. It's silly.
Oh, it's a mini. Okay.
You gave him the mini.
Yeah. I need a full screen for that.
Yeah,
the bigger, the better.
Yeah, right.
Jason Bishop waiting till the day before to decide on his movie. Usually whenever we have a trip, Cakes will think about what movie to watch on the plane a month in advance, and then he'll botch the download somehow.
I botch it every time. Because I think every time I'm doing it.
But you do think about it for like a month.
Oh, I obsess on it. And then I think I'm good. I've got the movie. What I think is downloaded and ready to go. But the problem is I'm always near Wi-Fi. So then when there's no plain Wi-Fi or the Wi-Fi is spotty, it just doesn't work.
That's always the case.
Valdez, I can't figure it out. Maybe you can be my technology sensei. Maybe you can guide me.
You can't actually just download it.
I think it's downloaded, and then I'm at the airport.
And you need some sort of connection.
And I pop open my laptop, and then there's nothing there. Yeah. It's just cricket.
Sometimes that happens to me when I download podcasts. Like, it looks like it's downloaded.
Yeah.
But I can't access it for some reason.
It vexes me terribly every single time.
Let's go to our guy, Kenny Kim. He's been on hold for a while, and then we'll get into...
Shocker, Kenny Kim was too inebriated or whatever and passed out to be able to call in last week Thursday.
Well, now it's Monday. Hopefully he's recovered.
Kenny.
Yeah, I've definitely recovered since Thursday. Yeah. There's no doubt about
that.
You
were hammered, though, weren't you?
I was.
It was a major, EB. So, yeah. I mean, you got to ramp. If you're Kenny Kim, you got to ramp it up for the
majors. Kenny goes hard for the majors.
None other. Yeah.
Right. He's a bartender? Well, didn't we figure that out? He's a bartender?
I think he's a server. Like
a server.
He works in the restaurant biz somewhere in restaurants.
So he comes home and just boozes all night. Yeah.
Hey, you know, since the last time I called in and EB called me an alcoholic.
Right.
I've been drinking less. So thank you, EB. Thank you.
The call on Thursday.
I was.
What are you talking about?
You know, that's one day. One day. You know, but before I talk about golf, I heard the NASCAR mentioned in the last segment, you need to go to a NASCAR event and be in the pits. It's an amazing experience.
We've been to Richmond before. We went there for the actual race. We were there for the practice stuff and everything. It's cool. Of course. We get it.
It's cool. So I actually rode in the pace car at the Richmond race this past.
Well, thank God you weren't driving.
We're not driving.
I'm not driving.
Yeah.
So about Gary Woodland and the U.S. Open, it's a really spectacular story, especially since it happened on Father's Day.
Right.
If you know the Gary Woodland story, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, him and his wife having their first child, it was twins.
Right.
He actually lost one of the babies.
Right, they told it all weekend. Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, him winning on this event on Father's Day is a big story. That whole, you know, personal tragedies tend to shift your perspective on life. And even Gary Woodland said that in interviews before. It sort of made him realize, what's up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it made him realize that, you know, golf isn't everything. And it sort of helped his game. You know, since
when are you going to learn golf, booze isn't everything?
Yeah, Valdez, golf isn't everything.
You know what? I am not. Oh, sorry, guys. Not as fun though.
Hold on. You've been up all night?
I have. I'm trying to sleep, but I put on your show, and now I've been watching for the last hour.
Wait for the entertainment page that puts a lot of people to sleep.
Why insomnia? What are you thinking about? What's stressing you?
You must be stressed out, dude.
It's not stress. It's just sometimes you just can't sleep. It's just the way it goes. Well, I mean, I have the.
Do you have the lights out? Do you have your TV off and everything?
The melatonin?
No. Well, I don't have the TV off because I'm watching you guys right now. So, no, it's not happening. But so I forgot what I was going to say. See, it's similar to being drunk. I have to say.
Endorse the CBD oil, right? If you continue to use that?
Well, that doesn't put you to sleep. It's just it gets rid of your anxiety. And I have high anxiety when I sleep about waking up and stuff like that.
Should relax.
Well, if you live in DC or Maryland, you can get the CBD oil with the good stuff added on legally. But Woodlands Win is big. You know, happening on Father's Day.
All right.
You know what gave me anxiety? Brant Snedeker's score over the weekend. That gave me a lot of anxiety because I had him in some of my lineups. It didn't fare very well.
Koepka, I had the third place guy, right? Because I had John Rahm. I believe he finished third. Oh, it was a tie for third with a bunch of guys.
Right. A tie. By the way, Drab and I, we agree that this pool needs to be redone.
Okay. You don't like it? It's too simple?
Well, I'm protesting.
Why?
It's not right that we're giving cakes our money and he didn't pick a winner.
Yeah, we have a million people in the field.
Too.
I know. Jay, I don't know why I'm just voicing my concern.
If there's big upheaval about it, I don't care about the money. It's not a big deal.
Don't be offended.
I'm not offended.
I'll give you my money this time.
If the money is a big if it's tilting people that the system was wrong and faulty, I'll give them money
now,
back.
He has a point.
You think this is life-changing money for
Cakes,
me?
Let me?
It's $30.
Cakes, he's just killing a segment.
Let him kill a segment.
If I ever disagree with Cakes, he gets so offended all the time.
I actually agree with
you. I'm not offended at all.
I'll send you the $10.
It's not about $10.
It's not for this.
I think it's kind of stupid that I thought...
Like no one wins and you get rewarded for second place?
I thought it was about picking the winner.
Somehow after the first one, we decided that you get paid out for second place. It should carry over until we get a winner.
Yeah, I like this. We carry over and we double
and
the pot.
I love big that fatty. Idea.
And what? Any money that I allegedly won this time.
No, you won it.
Do we want to start fresh at the Open?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll roll over to the Masters.
Looking at 2020 if nobody hits
it. They can't snatch the money out of your hands. You're a big fat winner.
It's fine. I don't mind.
I like the rollover.
The pot a little bit.
I like the rollover.
The pot get
maybe
juicy.
Maybe like the lottery. Yeah, I'm all about that.
By the way, we'll get back to U.S. Open Championship. Jason Sobel's going to join us, senior golf writer for the Action Network. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. He's always good. Remember, 7:45, your chance to win some Nats tickets. We did want to kind of dip into the NBA. This is the great thing about the NBA, I think. I'm an NBA mark, so you have the NBA Finals. They wrap up. Much to our surprise, Toronto won the title. They're going to have their parade today. And then, boom, you get right into free agency and the draft. Free agency officially starts, I believe, July 1st. So we're not far away from that. But all of the talk is happening. And then you had the mega trade, Anthony Davis to the Lakers. And though the Lakers don't have a complete roster right now, they are the favorite now to come out of the Western Conference just like that. Because Golden State, they're not going to have Durant. They're not going to have Klay Thompson. Both of them with injuries, which will keep them out next season.
So
Golden
amazing?
State's not a favorite. I mean, maybe you have teams, you know, there are teams like Portland, Houston that are going to be contenders for sure. But the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis, that's it. And Kyle Kuzma, you're going to throw them in there. They are the favorites.
Over the Rockets.
Yeah, at least according to Vegas.
It's interesting. I actually feel bad for the Warriors, just how that franchise just decimated. I mean, that was a dynasty in the making. I mean, you know, Obviously, didn't close it out this year, but just the way injuries have decimated that and changed the course of history.
They went to 5 straight NBA finals.
I don't feel bad for them at all. Did they win 3 titles?
Yeah, but they were set up. They were set up to win like 5 or 6.
And they might be back. That's what Draymond Green said. Don't count us out.
We'll see. I'm pretty much counting them out.
The word there is that Golden State's prepared to offer both those guys max money, so they want to bring back Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson.
Right, but they're not going to be back next year.
Not next year.
Yeah.
So this will be... You know, like students have that gap year. This will be the gap year for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
They'll probably be like a 6 seed. Do you find it exciting that LeBron, who this year found himself on a Lakers team that didn't even make it to the playoffs, is going to be one of, you know, the favorites now?
Sure. It brings the NBA back to normal.
Sure. It seemed
weird that LeBron wasn't in the playoffs.
He's been in the finals every year.
Right.
He was in the finals every year, Cakes. Whether it was 4 years in a row with Miami and then 4 years in a row with Cleveland. 8 straight years of LeBron in the finals, and then all of a sudden he doesn't even make the playoffs.
I'm just curious as to what that extra piece is that they're going to add. Because obviously they need a bunch of guys, but that one more sort of big piece, I just don't know who it would be.
I can't see
Kawhi doing it. I can't see Kyrie doing it.
But there is more like behind-the-scenes video. Have you seen the video when Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry were getting mic'd up before they jumped on ESPN or wherever they jumped on?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Kawhi is saying to the world and saying right there to Kyle Lowry, hey, we won this championship, but I'm out.
Right. Well, so what did he actually say?
I'd have to look at the exact text. But all indications are he's not going to re-sign with Toronto.
Right.
Well, I think this trade could have changed a lot of it. Because why leave now that you have another loaded team in the West?
Well, if you want to join that loaded team. Well, I saw rumors that Kawhi might go to the Lakers.
No, he's not joining the Lakers.
Why not?
Because he's not that's not in his DNA. Everything we know about Kawhi Leonard, that's not in his DNA.
It's not his style.
To go chasing a title like that. If he goes anywhere, it'll probably be the Clippers.
Yeah, but maybe he
can
wants
lead that team.
Okay.
He's not going to be third fiddle on the Lakers. They don't even have enough money, most likely, for a max player.
He'd be third fiddle, by the way. Because I think LeBron is, look, he still had a great year. You look at his numbers this year, but he's on the downside now.
All right, that's LeBron's team. I mean, he made that trade. That's the thing. When you get LeBron like this, you know that these things are going to happen. You're going to end up blowing up your entire roster. There's a lot of people who feel like this trade was just a bad deal for the Lakers. They panicked and gave up way too much for one player.
Hmm.
I mean, they're decimated. They have nobody on their team. There's two starters that right now that no one's ever heard of.
For one player that most people, the word on the street is his agent anyway, saying he's only going to be there for 1 year, right? Is he still saying that?
Who, Davis?
Yeah.
No, Davis wants to be with the Lakers.
Oh, he does.
He said that before,
term.
But now that he's there, no one can see him leaving.
So, okay. All right.
Supposedly he wanted to be with either the Lakers or I think it was the Knicks. Weird. Like they just have these things in their head where they want to be in one of those two teams. But the Lakers, they're going to be one of the favorites. They'll fill out their roster. Look, they're in a much better position than the Wizards. The Wizards only have 4 or 5 guys under contract. The problem is they got one guy who they're paying $40 million who can't even play.
The
Lakers have LeBron and Anthony Davis.
The Wizards, it's almost like they have 2 G League teams.
On Sportsbook, the Wizards have the lowest odds to win the NBA championship.
It's going to be a rough year for Wiz fans.
Lower than Memphis?
They're barely in the league.
Well, Memphis is going to add John Morant.
Lower than Phoenix?
They're tied with the Cavs.
The rock bottom. Say hello to rock bottom.
Like way worse.
Because that's where the Wiz are.
I know Ted likes to save money, you know, when he can. He's a businessman. Why not? Just cut your G League team and just have these guys play in the G League games.
Just send Bradley Beal to the G League games?
Yeah. It's basically what you got.
You can do double duty?
How about you get a GM first? Figure out who's going to run the show.
Are they pressing charges against him?
Masai Ujiri?
I've seen different stories, though, because...
Now they're claiming he didn't push anybody?
Well, no. What I saw, number one, is that he actually had his credential. Like, people said that he didn't have his credential. There are pictures where he has his credential.
I'm sure he had his credential. Yeah, why wouldn't
he? I'm telling you, I have no... This is unsubstantiated. I'm making this up. I'm telling you, my theory is the cop was a bitter Warriors fan.
I don't know. I think it was just
he had the axe to grind. Didn't want to see Ujiri celebrate.
He's on tilt. His Warriors just lost to the Raptors.
How about you be professional?
Well, what's the latest? Like, what are we waiting for? Why did he accept the offer that they're prepared to give him? Have they made the formal presentation, or are we waiting for the after the? We're waiting for after the.
I'm guessing
parade.
After the parade. I don't know.
No, yeah. Candace Buckner came out on Friday, said they're not pursuing him.
Oh, they're not now.
That's what she reported.
Oh my God! So the report of $10 million a year and part ownership was fake news.
Well, at least right now, they might be waiting a little bit because Ujiri might be waiting to see if Kawhi comes back.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then maybe he'll split.
Yeah, why would he be in a rush to do anything?
He shouldn't.
He's in a great position.
Yeah, but field the offer.
Yeah, he could just wait.
Doesn't hurt you to field the offer and then go back to your current employer.
Right.
Tell them to sweeten the pot.
Wish
you know
we had that sort of leverage. Could that ever happen?
Like I said, it's not often, but the Wizards have the ninth pick in the draft. They have the opportunity to find that. It's not even really a diamond in the rough when you're drafting somebody nine, but to find a guy who could be impactful. A Donovan Mitchell type who was drafted after number nine from a couple years ago.
Maybe their guy will be good in 3 years.
Hey, did you know that the Wizards haven't even worked out anyone in the top 10?
Yeah, that's what JP said earlier.
Yeah, I mean, That's a show.
Even they know the pick sucks.
I mean, they're not going to work out. To be fair, they're not going to work out Zion Williamson. They're not because they're not going to be able to unless they thought they would trade up.
Yeah, but you think guys projected to go 7, 8, 9, 10?
All right, 5 through 10.
Now those guys they should bring in.
Of course.
I mean, John Morant, Zion, RJ Barrett. They're not going to waste their time with those guys.
I'm going to try to work up a lather for the draft. It hadn't happened yet. We're only 3 days away.
You'll see highlights, and then you'll get sized.
I will.
I know you.
Is there any chance John Morant could slip to 9, Case?
No, probably not.
I actually think, though, for a guy who's never rooted for LeBron, I like that Anthony Davis is going to join him because it will make the league more interesting.
Sure. Anytime LeBron's in the playoffs, it makes it great. No doubt. And you have a nice villain that you can root for or you can root against.
Yeah, I don't hate him like I did in the early days. But still, it's good that I want him at least to be relevant. It sucks when LeBron didn't even make the playoffs. Joke.
It ended up being fine, especially the last couple rounds.
All right, remember, coming up at 7:45, your chance to win some Nats tickets. We have tickets to go see the Nats take on the Phillies and the Braves. That's coming up at 7:45 on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, for as long as we've been doing the show, starting on the cable access days in Bowie in 1995, O.J. Simpson has been part of the show.
It's unbelievable.
The discussion, at least at some points. And I think E.B. was the most into it, probably read the most books about it, seeing as I never read a book about it.
Maybe one
or
two.
Can you buy
books.
A couple of those books?
I think I might have bought... actually, about two or three. I think I bought Vincent Bugliosi's book.
Right.
And maybe Darden's book? One or two of them. Yeah.
Anyway, the big news over the weekend was O.J. started a Twitter account.
It was so creepy.
And he had a video. And at the end of the video, do we have the audio from it? He talks about getting even. What? I mean,
and I think it was like... Is it like on the 25th anniversary of when he chopped,
chopped
her head off? I think it was like the day or two. It was like right around there.
He's one of the few people I don't follow on Twitter. That O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter.
How many do you actually follow, Cakes?
A couple thousand, I think. I can give you the exact number in just a second. I've slowed down, though.
You don't
2,200.
You don't do the follow back deal where if somebody follows you, you follow them. Isn't that what AWOD does?
Not necessarily.
Go ahead and play it.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. No. So God bless. Take care.
You got some getting even to do. What you slaughtered two people. What a psycho. He's a legitimate psycho.
Yeah.
Then you know, that must make...
He's a full-on sociopath.
Every time we
is.
Talk about this, I can't believe that Fred Goldman hasn't killed him. I really can't believe it. He slaughtered his son.
I mean, you don't want to go to prison for the rest of your life, so if you kill the person
who
kills...
All right, but he's near death now. Let's just do it. What are we waiting
for? He wouldn't
for?
Kill. He would hire a hitman.
Yeah, hire a hitman.
But you always get caught when you hire a hitman.
The problem is he'll be the number one suspect.
Well, of course.
You know. No, but I mean, I don't even think a jury could convict him.
As much as you'd want to kill whoever murdered your wife or your son or your daughter, do you want to give up the rest of your life?
Like I'm saying, Fred Goldman's nearing the end. Let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Maybe he's trying to make it to his 50-year high school anniversary and or reunion and doesn't want to punt that opportunity.
I just can't imagine the restraint. I mean, the guy killed his son, killed Nicole, and has just sort of gloated about it
Goldman,
throughout his whole life.
He is 78. Yeah. He's reaching the point where you're still alive, but the years probably aren't, they're probably not that great. Like 80 plus, I don't think your quality of life is fantastic from what I've seen.
Yeah, so you could probably ride out a trial. You just, you know, you just appeal till you die.
Right.
But kill him.
Do you think that's his house in the background?
Yeah, I think he's
standing out by his pool. He's got like cabanas. It's kind of silly.
Life.
He's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
He's living a life.
Do you think his kids all know that he did
it, right? Of course.
Do they get him a gift for Father's Day?
Oh,
like,
probably not.
What's that part of the life like?
Terrible.
Is he in such denial? I think one of the kids, his daughter, not with Nicole Brown, lives with
Arnell.
Him. Yes.
Yeah. She must be some kind of loser.
Does he have a son named Justin?
Yes.
All right. He follows him back on Twitter, and he's in Florida. He does real estate.
Well, right. I think they're involved in this Twitter account.
The son somehow got the dad to do it or something.
Yeah, because I think they're helping taking care of him, either from a distance or.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the most bizarre thing ever. It's like all these. I haven't even checked the replies, but they're all 100% trolls, right?
I can't imagine.
He's got to have that turned off.
I can't imagine there's one reply where people are like jocking him.
No, that's the thing. That is what's going on.
I can't believe that.
Go through and look at it.
Because
we're so far removed from the murders that most people, I mean, Adam wasn't even hardly born then by the time the murders happened.
So is a guy like Adam all excited that OJ's got a Twitter account?
Well, they just don't see the monster.
Yeah.
I did follow him.
You're following OJ?
Why would you follow him?
I'm following OJ.
I think it's news.
You're following him too?
Yeah. It's content for the show.
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of need to see it.
It's so bad. You don't have to see it.
I agree. You kind of have to.
I saw something.
We do not.
I saw something else, though. So that was his first tweet, which was a video. I think he maybe had another video where he said he'd dole out fantasy football advice.
I mean, as desperate as I am for fantasy football advice, I'm not going to listen to O.J. Simpson.
Well, Eric,
I'll listen to Dave Richards.
So he's delved into the fantasy football world?
No, Eric actually might be interested in this because he's starting to address all the rumors about him the past couple of years.
Well, I know he talked about, like, Chloe, right? What else? That's the big one?
His relationship with Chris.
Which is non-existent, right? Or his old relationship?
The old relationship.
Right.
But you can see that he still has
Chloe's
that charm.
Chloe's not his daughter.
Right, I know. That's what's so scary about it.
He admits to tagging the mom?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
No. So he's never tagged.
It. Yes.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's a liar. He's like a murderer. He can't believe anything he says.
I forget the story you told last week. Who was the person involved with OJ where they had to go to like the hospital?
Kris Jenner. He banged her. The report was that he banged her in the hot tub.
And he was so large and he was so damaging to her.
No. Right.
That she had to go
to
the hospital.
But now they're saying that they never hooked up.
Well, I guess that's what he's saying.
But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually. And I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus.
It'd be weird because wasn't he tight with her husband?
Oh, he didn't care. You think he cares?
I'm talking about he was tight with Kardashian.
Yeah, but you think he cares? He would tag a guy. He would tag a guy's wife. He's OJ. He's a crazy man.
He's a monster.
Yeah. But would Kardashian still be his boy? Is what I'm saying.
Well, he may not have known. They ended up divorcing.
That's true.
Why you guys got to follow him. He addresses all that. He says I'm great friends with Bob. He's one of my dearest friend. Was one of my dearest friends in the world. I would never do that to him.
Right. Importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics.
Politics.
He's a pundit.
Hold on. He's friends with our friend Bob.
He's good at it. Craigslist.
At OK Simpson. I love following him on the Twitter.
Hey, that's going to be a funny bit when all of our listeners start tweeting him, start or sit.
Right. Hey, OJ, it's the speed round. Who do you like this week?
Can you do dueling? Can you do Bob, our old building manager over in Fairfax? Can you do an OJ impression?
Oh, I can't do an OJ.
Why? It's so easy to mimic. Listen.
I mean, I'm
I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy, football, and politics.
I mean, it's a whole lot.
Do you want to work on it a little bit on air?
See, he's clearly missed the boat. Sports, fantasy, football.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'd start LeSean McCoy. He can cut on a dime.
He gets very uncomfortable on the air.
Hey, OJ, you want to invest in a building in Fairfax?
Talk about everything. Especially sports fantasy football.
Especially sports fantasy football.
But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day.
Could you imagine having to celebrate Father's Day with O.J. Simpson?
Oh, God, he's
How
the
terrible
worst.
That would be.
Now, you said Bill Cosby's on Twitter, too? Now, he can't be tweeting
I think
from prison.
He's been on, but he's been on since 2009.
He has a proxy.
But he...
Does blindness go
he
away?
He showed up over the weekend. Here's Bill Cosby's tweet from this weekend. Hey, it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose. Strengthen our families, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? You're victimized countless women. You're in prison. Why are you tweeting? Nobody cares about your tweet. Apparently, a lot of people do. He's got almost 2,000 likes.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It was a weekend of OJ and Bill Cosby.
I truly think he's convinced himself that he didn't do it.
I think he's delusional. He's convinced himself it was justified.
Because she wronged him or something?
Yeah, just, you know. I think he knows he did it, but that he justifies it.
Right. Oh, my God. What's just the worst human being ever? I could. I saw that this weekend. Then he joined Twitter. Somehow everyone started retweeting it, and I could not fathom it.
There's a opportunity for a lot of bits for OJ on this.
Yeah. How many followers does he have now?
Like six. I saw like 617,000.
You're kidding.
See, in a two, three day span.
That's why he's living this life. He's probably does he still do like autograph sessions and all that stuff, or does he not do that anymore? Or like, you know, autograph memorabilia and sell it?
I'm not sure, but it sounds like he's trying to do, like, get paid for fantasy football.
Right. So maybe he's got some deal with FanDuel or something.
Yeah, dip that hand in that pot. Yeah,
sports fantasy
football. I'm sure he knows how good Darius Geis is going to be coming off an ACL. You think he knows anything about Darius Geis?
He does look pretty good, though.
He looks great.
He looks amazing.
I remember doing the stories when he was in prison. They said he was wearing diapers and he was shadowing his old self.
That might have been fake news.
Wait, was he
eating like 10 ho-hos a day or something like that?
So bogus.
What do they call that?
From the commissary.
Prison? The commissary. Yeah. He was raiding the commissary. And he was just eating like a pig and he had to wear diapers and he was having sex with the guys in there.
They called him like the OG or something. Just hosting Super Bowl parties.
You don't
parties.
Think it's true? You don't think OJ had sex with
the guys?
Read
stories from the Sun or
the Daily Mail.
It
could be true.
It could be.
I really want him to be wearing diapers.
He does look pretty good for a 71-year-old man.
He looks great. It looks like he'd live another 15 years.
Do you think he's charming like that 95% of the time?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, he just loses every once in a while.
And he just has a bad temper.
He's a really bad temper. Yeah, yeah. Like a psychotic bad temper. Yeah.
Hey, I want to let everybody know, you can donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nats have a big series, actually two big series coming up. They're 33-38, still 8.5 back in the NL East, 6 back in the wild card race. Plenty of season left, but they have the Phillies and they have the Braves next. Right now, we're going to give the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 a chance to win tickets to see the Nationals take on Philadelphia. That's June 19th at Nats Park. 106.7 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union taking you out to the ballgame all season long. That's courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. Details at thefandc.com/contests. Strasburg got roughed up on Saturday night, but then they bounced back. Huge win yesterday on Father's Day, 15-5. So they get that split with Arizona. Braves and Phillies next. That's where they actually could make a move in the division, if particularly if they go out and get a sweep against one of those teams.
That'd be huge. Be huge.
But don't know. Wonder, give me though, the pitching matchups and how we line up.
I think it's
you don't have it in front of you?
I believe it's Corbin tonight. Could be wrong. Fetty's got to be coming up soon, and then you'll get Max again. And look, Sanchez has been pitching well. Look, you're going to get all of them in the next 7 games.
The guy that we got to worry about is Corbin, right, who's had 3 really rough outings.
Yes.
Last 3 go-arounds. Yeah, so we've got you said it's Sanchez first.
No, Sanchez just
Sanchez
pitched.
He just pitched. Okay, then we have Corbin. Do I have this right?
Yeah, it's Corbin versus Arrieta tonight.
It's Corbin, then Fetty, then Scherzer, then Stras.
Yeah.
Against Arrieta. How's Arrieta been doing? By the way, what is Bryce? Give it. We need a Bryce update too, Casey.
Well, that's not good.
Can we get it? That's great.
He is not putting up big numbers in Philadelphia.
I know
that.
250. He's got a bunch of RBI. I think he's in the low teens in home runs.
All right, let's go one at a time here. Arrieta is 6-5 of the 4.3 ERA, so very sort of pedestrian. And then who did we say? Bryce. What is Bryce doing, Cakes? You got to have that in front of you, right?
I'll have to pull up his numbers here.
I love that he's not just going over there and just on fire. He's just streaky. It's like how he always is. Shouldn't be surprised. Let me see. Bryce Harper, we got him at 247, 12 bombs, 49 RBI. Right.
So not quite to the team.
71 games. So 140. So, yeah, I guess he's on pace for over 100 RBI. So he's really on pace for what, about 20, 26, 27 homers? 105 RBI, maybe something like that.
Definitely not spectacular.
That's a pretty darn average year.
Especially when you look at some of these guys who have 23, 24 home runs already.
Right.
He's way back.
And that ballpark is supposed to be, you know, tailor-made for his skill set.
Now, we kind of had the wrong read his first game here. We thought that there would maybe not be like a standing ovation, but the boos wouldn't cascade the first time he stepped to the plate, and they did. What's it going to be like now? Are people like over it, or is it still going to be a lot of boos?
I think he's going to get booed.
I think people are still jealous.
He's going to get booed aplenty.
And angry. Yeah, I think he's still going to get booed.
I don't think it's going to be as vicious as the first go around, but he'll get booed.
I think he'll get booed here for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to work.
10 years from now, people are still be booing him.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, it won't be a stadium full of booing, but there'll be random boos.
I think it dissipates.
I don't know. People are pretty.
I remember, like,
people
when LeBron,
have long memories.
People feel
when
pretty
LeBron James
around here.
First went back to Cleveland when he was with Miami. He was a villain to a lot of people, but particularly when he went back to Cleveland when he first left them.
I think the fact that he's still going to be with the Phillies because he has no trade clause. I think he's just going to get booed every time.
We should be cheering him. The guy's only hitting 240.
Right, exactly.
We should be excited when he's
sure.
up at the plate.
He's not batting like 320.
You don't want to
batting in the 240s.
You don't want to face some of these other guys that are playing pretty well. JT Real. If you look at WAR, he's like 8th or 9th on his team in wins above replacement on his own team. He's got a slightly better WAR than like Sean Rodriguez.
You think that the Phillies owner is happy? He outlaid all that cash for Bryce Harper? And this is This is in year one.
I can't even remember.
The first,
what is he
like,
getting? 325 or something? I can't even remember what it is.
It's like 325 or 330. Like this year and into the first 5 years, these are supposed to be the peak years.
Right.
He's not gonna be putting up better numbers in years 6 through 13, you wouldn't think.
They haven't had the All-Star game, right?
I think people are already over it. I don't know.
He's not going to be an All-Star.
I don't know why.
He shouldn't be an All-Star.
I haven't looked at the voting because that thing sometimes is just straight up popular.
Is the voting online?
Yes.
Grabby, can you look up? By the way, also open up the lines. If people want to chime in here before we go to break, what are you going to do when Bryce comes to play?
Yeah, do you still see Bryce Harper as a villain? First go-round, he was a villain.
Of course. I don't think it's going to change much. I don't think it'll be as vociferous, but I think people are going to boo him every time he comes up. There'll be a certain percentage, I don't know, 10%, 15%, 20% of fans that are at the games, they're going to boo Bryce Harper. Definitely not going to go away. It's here to stay. It's a phenomenon that's here to stay.
I thought it was embarrassing the first time. I might have been in the minority.
I kind of did too.
But I thought it was embarrassing.
I'm not a booer.
At least give him some respect for everything he did with the Nationals. The first plate appearance.
That's what I thought.
It didn't happen.
I thought, tip your cap to him, first plate appearance, then boo his ass. That's all you want.
But I think now, I don't know, it's a guess. I just don't see cascading boos, a rain of boos. Sure, there are going to be a couple donks, a couple people like cakes who don't mind going boo.
Oh, it'll be more than a couple. You think it's just going to be a few?
Oh, no,
this
no,
going to be a random smattering?
No, I don't think it's going to be more than that.
It's going to be a chorus of boos. I could be wrong.
Especially because he's not even doing that much. Was on fire.
There's going to be booing.
If he was hitting 330 with 20 bombs, it would be on
There'll
fire.
There'll be booing, jeering, and joning.
Okay.
All three of them combined. Because he's not playing well.
When it got down to it, I thought, and I might have even kind of changed my opinion, but when it came down to it, as the season was starting, I thought they would miss him in the lineup. But the way he's performed and the way the Nats have performed offensively, that hasn't been the issue.
Yeah.
This for the Nats, which has been better of late, has been the bullpen and the fourth and fifth starters.
Yep.
So if they had...
Which are things you knew going in?
If they had a Max Scherzer spurn them and leave for another team, they would really miss that.
Well, hold on. Scherzer wouldn't be spurning them. He would be traded. Scherzer wouldn't be leading
no,
of his
I'm
own
just
volition.
Saying, hypothetically, if he had been in Bryce Harper's role, then we'd be like, man, we really missed that guy.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what about this whole thing?
When Bryce Harper's hit 247 with 12 home runs, do you really miss him?
Drabby, what is this you have in here about Rosenthal writing about what it would take for Scherzer to be moved?
But yeah, well, he doesn't break down any prospects or anything like that, but he's starting to look at, all right, well, if the Nats are out of contention, would Rizzo really do this with Max? That's his baby.
I don't believe it.
From Arizona.
I don't believe he would.
It's a hypothetical article.
I know, but do you believe he would? Hypothetically, give me a scenario where he would. It'd have to be such a haul.
I really wouldn't because I don't think it's possible.
It'd
really
have to be like an Anthony Davis-like haul.
Yeah, and I talked to Ken last night, asked him to come on, and he said that, hey, look, when I write these articles like that, I like it for just kind of speak for itself. I don't want to add more to it. I'm just kind of hypothetical. Like, if this goes down this path, this is where the Nationals could be going. I'm not saying the Nats are going to trade Rosenthal.
He pointed out Orioles dealt Machado last year. And they dealt Machado for 5 minor leaguers. And so the thought is that the Nationals, if they are out of contention and start thinking about the future, could get a similar haul where they had a ton of minor leaguers and prospects and maybe some cash, which none of us know if the Nationals want that, what the deal is. I told you, man, if they're down 5,000-6,000 people per game in attendance, I don't know what it costs per game, but we're at the end of it, it could be costing the team millions if attendance is down that much. Millions, because it's not just the attendance and the concessions and everything on the game. It's the ad buys.
Well, you know what else is going to hurt attendance? If you deal Scherzer or Rendon before the deadline. But I understand it if you know you're not going to re-sign Rendon down the line.
I almost think it's a given they're going to move Rendon. I really do. Scherzer, that's not happening. That's just people just looking for clicks.
Somebody told us via Twitter, and maybe we should do it, that we should – my response was we're going to get the same answer every week, but told us that we should ask Rizzo every Wednesday when he comes to the show at 9, front and center, what's going on with Anthony Rendon.
Okay.
The problem is he's just going to spin it every week.
You're going to say the same thing. Right. We can even tell him. We're going to ask you every week between now until whenever.
He'll be deadline. He'll be prepped exactly on how to answer it every single week.
Well, I mean, maybe he'll give us something good at some point. Let's go to John in Alexandria. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for quite a number of years.
Very cool. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, look, I don't care what happens with Anthony Rendon. I care is tonight the Nationals' third-round draft selection, Drew Mendoza, is playing with Florida State against Michigan in the World Series in Omaha.
Yeah.
That's what you care about?
Well, partly, yeah. I got to see what's coming up.
Well, he's a Nats nerd. I can
you're not even going to watch. Well, hold on. Did the Nats play today?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to watch that?
Well, I'll be switching back and forth.
Wow, you are.
So what's your take, Pete Medhurst in
training? What's your take on Bryce's return?
Well, I was a little sympathetic to Bryce. He played out his contract. I mean, what else is there to say about it?
Right. So you wouldn't have booed him?
No, not really. No.
Right. Right. Do you anticipate boos though, knowing how?
Sure. There's going to be booing. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Valdez, I'm willing to take the opposite side on what I know is a losing bet for a dollar. Do you want to ask John the question?
Go ahead.
John.
Go ahead,
hey, John. It's a lock when you go to Nats games. You score them, right?
Very rarely.
Rarely?
Ooh,
I think
I used to do it when they were at RFK and maybe at the beginning of the Nationals Park period, but not really recently.
I think it's a push.
Too much of a pain. Juice ain't worth the squeeze, right, John?
That's right.
Exactly.
You need to try to RFK.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you need to try to watch this Drew Mendoza prospect and ask Rizzo about the guy.
All right, hold on. Now you've intrigued me.
College World Series.
Who's he pitch for?
He plays third base for the Seminoles.
Third base for the Seminoles. Well, you act like you know who he is.
No, I was listening.
Yeah. All right, third base for the Seminoles tonight. Text me and maybe I'll look.
How about you get back to
probably
me?
Probably won't do that.
Get back to me in 2022 when he's on the Nationals.
All right.
Best case scenario.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Sure. Great. Anytime.
Thank you, Nats nerd.
He certainly is. Where's their fourth round pick playing?
We'll get back into the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland wins the U.S. Open Championship. Jason Sobel covers Goff for the Action Network. Joins us next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.